It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip, fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall day, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Informer, you know, Daddy know me, I will blame. A lick it, boom, boom, down. Detective said, Daddy, me know me, someone down the lane. Lick it, boom, boom, down. Lick it, boom, boom, down.
Cool Runnings.
Whoa, Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa, Amber is the color of your energy.
311 is not good band.
Everybody, good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Get the Twitch app and search for the big show over here. Search for the Sports Hub.
Good to have Johnny Wall game back from Houston, in which he was all the way up in basically the 900 section calling the game.
We were back far. Yes.
You tweeted a photo from before the game.
You just thought that was a panoramic shot. No, that's where I broadcasted the game from.
I thought that was like you just walking into the empty arena. Right. Said, oh, I'll take a photo. Just, hey, this is what it looks like, you know, when I first arrived. And I didn't realize. But then I knew that there were going to be, it was going to be a situation because even Mike Gorman, when he had Scal and Kendrick Perkins with him, it almost looked like the cameraman for NBC Sports Boston was on the court, and he was filming from the court. Like,
oh, is that right?
Zoom in.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, because it was from below the angle. It was they were looking up at them at this, way up, and I don't even know where it was. I mean, it looked like it was the corner. Rather of the top of the bottom section, like kind of almost where the Celtics have the radio broadcast.
Sure.
So
there was some grumbling pregame.
I'm sure
from the TV folks about where they wound up.
Well, I mean that's kind of ridiculous. Now, I understand that they had to share time with a national broadcast, right? And when that happens, of course, you know, the local one, unfortunately, gets bumped. But you don't,
TNT had it. That's
dude,
right.
You don't put, you don't knock Gorman. Nobody puts Gorman in the corner.
They do put Gorman about 40 rows back, though.
Did you get to spend any time with Kendrick Perkins? Because I didn't even realize he was going to be doing the broadcast until a couple hours before.
I didn't either until I saw him maybe an hour before game time. I had no idea he was there. Now, Perkins has shown up. He did that game, and I think he did the one in Dallas, too.
Yeah, so if it's in Texas, he's kind of around,
well,
right?
Well, no, the Celtics drafted him out of Clifton Ozen High School, which I think is Brownsville? Sorry, Dan corrected me. Beaumont, Texas, which is what, an hour and a half from Houston?
For some reason, I thought he was from Louisiana, but I mean,
he went to high school in Texas, so that makes sense.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, so just when he's around, they bring him, and they should just continue to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's as good as obviously you were. He was better. He was doing the Kyrie Irving where he was talking about how amazing it is that so many Celtics fans are there, and he goes, you know, I'd love the, you know, as I love being a Boston Celtic, and he goes, to think that Kyrie didn't want any of this. Every time I think of Kyrie, it makes me want to vomit.
There were, and Perk's right, there were a shocking amount of Celtics fans at the Houston game. I mean, really?
Because they have a pretty big fan base.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they're not, it's not like going to a Hawks game and there being a ton of Celtics fans like there usually are. I mean, Houston is, A, it's a legitimate team, and B, it's been a basketball town for like 20 years. I mean, really, ever since Yao Ming's been there, it's pretty much been a basketball town.
Of course, when you have Harden and now you have Westbrook, there's a reason to go. But yeah, there were a lot of Celtics fans there. A lot of Celtics fans there. There were actually a couple of guys that asked after both of you folks while I was down there. Uh-huh. Say hi to TNR for us.
Excellent. Very all nice. Right.
It's springtime in the Pacific Palisades. It's time for the sweetheart dance. The gang now the sweetheart dance at Bayside.
Oh, okay. You lost me for a second. Now I'm with you.
Now
okay.
The boys wear a heart around their neck, a big heart with their names on it.
Sure.
And you ask a girl to the dance, and then she will wear the heart.
Ah.
Because in high school, what you want to do is announce to people that you wear a heart around your neck, saying that I can't get a date. When I wake up in the morning and the long gets out of morning, I don't all right, so make it up. Zach and Slater are they can't, they're getting into it.
Well, wait, can I ask a question? What season is this?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. I thought we had
specific. Okay, this is before the Slater-Jesse relationship.
Okay. All right, so that puts it in perspective. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, all right, so they're still fighting after Kelly. Now, Zach has gone. And he has put a bunch of tea bags into the pool. So Belding's calling his mom in. Belding had none of it. And I mean, that's a lot of tea bags. If you're gonna tea bag the pool, I mean, this is just not getting lifted. This is going out there and going after it. So Lisa's got this tape. She's got this Paul Revere. In the Raiders tape.
What was their hit? Paul Revere and the Raiders.
It was called the Lisa Hop.
Didn't they do like the Red Baron theme? Like,
oh, yeah.
Is that Paul Revere and the Raiders? Am I wrong?
I don't know. Okay, so Screech, who's he want? Who does Screech want, John, if you had to guess?
Tori Spelling.
No, this is pre-Tory Spelling.
Oh, it's all pre-Tory Spelling.
This is Zach and Slater fighting over Jesse.
Again, I don't mean to like sound naive. Tory Spelling was on Saved by the Bell?
Yes. She was Screech's love interest who had the voice of an angel.
Now, is this a crossover situation or was this before 90210?
No, she was a geek like him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was a geek and she sang in the choir and they had to convince her to sing the solo. All right, so here goes Mr. Belding. He takes the tape, and then Miss Wentworth. Now, you'll recall, Rich, Miss Wentworth from the episode where the other Mr. Belding came into play. So Miss Wentworth, who I still say is a MILF, she all of a sudden these kids are coming in. They got chocolate and flowers and apples and. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, oh, how lovely she is. And then she goes, check it out. I put
subliminal messages into this song that I played you.
Yeah.
So I have tricked you all into giving me apples and flowers.
Right.
And then she goes, check it out. And she plays the music, and then she goes, let me just turn this down. And then in the background, she's saying, hey, give me Miss Wentworth's the best, da-da-da-da-da-da. Give me flowers and everything. Now, this works like a charm. The gang is very excited about this. So what do you think Zach does?
He's got to rip this off, right? He ends up making what does he do? Like make another tape?
Yeah, so what he's going to make...
With subliminal messages? So he just puts Closer by Nine Inch Nails on there?
Yeah, he did. He put a Bauhaus song on it.
With very subliminal messages?
Yeah. So he goes and he makes a tape. Now, here's the problem. How is he going to get the tape to Kelly? Now, here's what they do. Is they go, hey, Screech, you dress like a girl...
Okay.
And you go into the girls' locker room.
That sounds criminal, actually.
It does. So Screech, he's so cleverly dressed as a girl that he walks into the girls' locker room, and a fully clothed Lisa Kelly and Jesse are all there.
Yeah, people that he knows and know him.
There's yes, and there's no one else, by the way. The girls' locker room is dominated by the big three.
Sure.
So he goes in there, and he's like, oh, I don't know where to go. And they help him out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in there, and he sneaks the tape into Kelly's locker. Now, here's the problem. He the tape plays for all of them,
mm-hmm.
and now they all want Zach.
Oh, really?
Yes, because Zach and Screech have tested this out on the nerds, and they've gotten Jesse and Lisa to want the nerds.
Okay.
Okay, so the nerds have all, this works.
Yeah.
This works like a charm. The subliminal messages, they've tested it out. They've tested it out. I don't know if you remember these, John. They've, Alan, he was the fat one. They tested it out on... Max is someone who's related to Max.
Alan the fat one. Every like a student?
No, he's a student, he's a fat one.
That's what they called him. That was his character name.
No, but he was a fat nerd.
No, Alan the fat one. I got it.
No, Alan he was a fat nerd.
Sure.
So now Max, who's the magician who owns the Max, who disappears seasons later, he's heard this tape.
Okay.
So he has fallen in love with Zach.
Wow.
Now, Zach is now, things have gone wrong, and Zach has got all these women. They've been listening to the tape, and they all won him. It's too much of a good thing. And by the way, what does Screech call himself, would you guess?
Oh, Screechina?
Barbara Bush. An ode to what's going on. And so... Zach goes in, so the girls figure it out. They go, why is everyone, including Mrs. Wentworth, trying to bang Zach? So they go, hey, and they think, and they take in their imaginations, they take the wig off Screech, they take the glasses off Screech.
So this doesn't actually really happen.
No, this is imagination. They figured it out. They've gotten the clues.
Okay.
And they figured it out. And they realize, hey, this girl that came into the locker room ain't no girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's Screech.
And then they call the cops.
No, they don't. So what they do is that they realize that Zach has pulled one over on us, and mm-hmm. we're going to get him.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Wentworth... who's a teacher, and Mr. Belding, who's the principal.
Who both know that Screech dressed up as a woman and went into the women's locker room, yet did nothing about it.
But they pretend to lust after him. And so Zach's like, what have I done? It's too much of a good thing. I'm getting seduced all over the place. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. I was thinking maybe you should take another sick day today.
Oh, really? Well, how about that? What are you, Fat Alan?
No, I'm ox.
No, what are you, Fat Allen? Who's gonna? You're gonna have that Allen heart around you, well past the dance, buddy boy.
I don't know, Fred. You don't sound so good. You should probably head home.
Listen, don't worry about me, Allen. I know who I'm talking to. You probably went to Harvard over there, Four Eyes.
Oh, man. That's right. He must be wearing glasses, right?
So, okay. So hang on. We have one guy dressing up as a woman in order to illegally enter a women's restroom. And then you have somebody using subliminal messages, an underage, to force underage girls to have sex with him.
Yes. Not to have sex.
Sounds great to me.
I mean, get your mind out of the gutter. So what happens is, the gang figures this out. They go to Miss Wentworth, somehow figures this out, and Mr. Belding. So they all go into Mr. Belding's office, including Mr. Belding, and go to seduce Zach. And Zach's like, this is too much. And then they tell him that we knew it all along. And then Mr. Belding has Zach give him $10.
What's $10 for?
It was a plot point a couple episodes before.
Well, I'm glad you wrapped that up nicely in a bow there. Yeah. $10 really brought it home.
So the idea is that the teacher gave them the idea that if you put a subliminal message, you can get whatever you want. Zach does it because he wants Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But too much is a good thing. And all of the ladies want to come and bang Zach, including the teacher and Mr. Belding. And then they go, because they're like acting like robots. They're like, I want Zach, must kiss Zach. And Zach's like, and he like sits in a chair and he puts his hand over his head. And they go, Zach, we got you. And you don't know, the $10 was putting the tea into the pool. That's what he owed Mr. Belding for.
Okay.
So then you have teachers sexually harassing someone who's underage as well.
That was at your high school, right?
Well, we set a record for the most teacher-student relationships. So, I'm not joking. We had three in 1 year.
That's what I'm saying.
Teacher-student relationships.
You should be familiar with that.
Mr. Belding was intimately involved with the goings-on of those six kids.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
So, I mean, yeah. He
went to Hawaii when they were in high school.
Well, I mean, you need to have a chaperone.
By the way, when there's an episode where Kelly falls in love with the manager of the Max, and he's a sophomore at UCLA, and she takes him to Lisa's 16th birthday party.
Oh, man. Jeez. I'm sure he was psyched.
If he was psyched, he was just, and then, like, Zach was mad, but they broed out. They were like, all right, dude, better man won.
Yeah.
But then Zach saw him with another chick, and he was like, Kelly. And she's like, I don't believe you. Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's true. All right. Rich, go ahead.
Hey, this is actually not the first time that Screech dressed up as a woman and went in the girls' locker room. He did it on another episode where he went in to record the girls singing, and he called himself Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, was that when they were Hot Sunday?
He was trying. Zach wanted to be the manager, and he wanted to record them and everything. Yeah,
yeah.
So Screech dressed up and went in the girls' locker room on that episode too.
Yeah, that is when Jesse was. She got on the caffeine pills. The famous episode.
Mm. Oh yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's right.
But it wasn't the one where Screech sells the pasta sauce, and he goes, "You can have the sauce, but the secret, she's a mine."
Pills. You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them, Zach. I have to sing.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited.
Overrated
I'm
episode.
I'm so excited.
I'm so what, Fred?
I'm so scared.
I'm scared.
There's too much. She wants to get into Stanford. And finally, Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, you need to do these every single morning.
I don't think that would work.
The amount of people that you piss off with these, it's hilarious. I love it. I have a two-hour commute every day. This is the best part of my morning is the people that call up that are so angry you're doing Saved by the Bell. I love it. Do it every day.
Yeah,
every day.
They're either Alan Poindexters or oxes.
Right. And they all wear glasses.
Ox doesn't because he's like a dumb jock.
Yep.
All right, Rich, what is going on?
David Pastrnak is just utterly ridiculous. We will get to that game yesterday, and Dan Roach comes through for us.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Never. Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
David Pastrnak, you were a very good hockey player.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Group quarterbacks up top. Right circle, Marchand fires, Price to save. Rebound, Pastrnak. He scores!
The guy from all those new Dunkin' commercials gets his 39th, 40th, and 41st goals of the season, setting a career high and helping to dismantle the Montreal Canadiens at home. 4-1 the final score. Pasta is now the Bruins' first 40-goal man in 17 seasons. That seems strange, doesn't it?
Len Murray, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Buzz.
And what makes it all
he
the
was,
more...
When I had the season tickets, Glenn Murray was right there.
Yep.
Just trying to skate.
That was Chara's first or second year? I'm trying to remember.
Here in Boston,
yeah.
That was his...
I think they had just signed him. And Dave Lewis was obviously the coach at the time.
He and Savard, both.
It was him and Savard, but I don't know if it was their first or second season.
Yeah, it was one of the two. They either signed him in 5 or 6, and I'm not...
Because I saw Chara when he played for, what was it, Ottawa? Who did he play for?
Yes.
Ottawa, yeah. I saw Chara when he played for Ottawa when I was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I saw, obviously, Savard. So yeah, that was the year that they went in. And Bergeron was my first year. I know Bergeron was a rookie.
That's right. In 6, he was. So what makes it all the more ridiculous is that this is Pastrnak's second hat trick against the Habs this season. He's the first Bruin with 4 hat tricks in a season since who?
Phil Esposito and Bobby Orr.
That are melting. They say that is so full of that the glaciers are melting. Phil, you fucking ass.
So, yep. Pastrnak, that's what you got to look forward to.
That's right.
Continue on this trajectory, and all of a sudden you'll be screaming about global warming being a hoax some weird internet radio show.
Yeah, just like my dad.
That's right. Yep. Going to hang out with a lot of our parents. Well, what's also insane is that Pastrnak has 2 months of regular season hockey to go. And of all of his goals yesterday, this one might have been my favorite.
Marchand at his own blue line. He leaves it for Krug, stripped to the puck. Getting it back, Marchand wheels far, circle around to check, left to the net, center, they score! Marchand did all the work, and David Pastrnak rips in his 39th. That's a new career high. Bruins 1, Canadiens nothing.
Wow. What a move by Marchand here.
That was just awesome.
Judd's great, but he didn't do that justice.
No.
And Marchand was responsible for the third goal as well. I mean, just Pastrnak just cleaned up the mess.
Yeah. I mean, they are definitely working well together. And Tuukka Rask also excellent yesterday, making 28 saves. I read something this morning that I think he has the best save percentage of all goalies that have played over 30 games or something like that. I mean, he's obviously playing extremely well. Here's Bruce Cassidy afterwards.
Well, there should be some chippiness. We talked about that this morning. It's good to see it. I mean, you know, we only play them four times. That's another reason why you lose some of the rivalry. It used to be eight times at least, so you don't see them as much to develop that hatred. You don't get them a back-to-back. I like the way we handle it. They're a good hockey club. You know, early on, we scored. They had a real good couple of shifts after that. Tuukka makes a nice pad, saving a backdoor. I think it was Cousins. But so as much as Pasta was the star tonight, obviously, offensively, I thought a lot of our guys deserve credit. Torrey had a huge shot block in the second period. Z at the end. Guys were really working hard, I feel, to help Tuukka out, to keep it out of our net. That's how you win.
Two things. First of all, Pasternak's on pace to get just about 60 goals this season.
I thought it was 71.
He had only scored one goal in his previous six games before last night, so he slowed down a little bit. So I think he's on pace for 58 or 59. And Rask not only leads the NHL in save percentage, he's tied with Elvis Merzlikins, the guy who shut down the Bruins last time they played Columbus.
Yeah.
Merzlikins has only played 26 games. That's the reason for the stat there.
Yeah. Okay.
And he also leads the NHL in goals against. So right now, considering the Bruins have the best record in the league, you would have to think that Rask is the odds-on favorite for the Vezina Trophy.
Well, the only argument I've heard against that is his lack of playing. That Halak has played a lot, and that there's other guys that have carried more of a load.
Sure.
But I don't think that should be held against Rask.
Well, David Pastrnak, obviously, not surprisingly, very humble after the game.
Well, obviously, you know, I'm happy for that. You know, it's something that I haven't accomplished yet, you know, in my career. So, obviously excited, but I said I couldn't done it without my teammates. And, you know, big thanks coming to them and, you know, just
big
keep
what?
It rolling.
I'm not quite sure what he's saying
big
there.
What? Big what?
Either way, it sounded like you're being very nice to your teammates.
he said big something that he said before. He gave them a big
thanks.
Yeah, and that's what he said.
That's a big thanks to him. Well, next up, the Redwoods.
I think the more you score, the less your teeth bother girls.
Thanks.
Real quick, is he the favorite for the Hart Trophy this year, Pastrnak?
No.
Who would get it over him?
I mean, Ovechkin's probably got to be.
Well, Ovechkin
somewhere.
Is great, but right now Pastrnak has as many goals as Ovechkin does, and the Bruins have a better record.
Does Pastrnak have one more now, or are they tied?
One more.
I think he's got one more.
No,
after
he
last
leads
night's
the Pastrnak leads yeah. the NHL with 41 goals. I mean, Draisaitl is your best points guy, but Edmonton's record isn't close to what the Bruins have.
I just want to
and
hear
McDavid
a speech.
Is hurt.
I just want to get up there. And,
hey, what's up, guys?
You know, and have him be all spazzy. That would be nice.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you have to think that Pastrnak and Rask are the favorites for those two awards at the moment.
As long as they don't win the President's Trophy, that's all I care. Yeah. Well, next up, the Red Wings are in town for a Saturday matinee. Those are always fun. Puck drops at 1 p.m., and you can hear it right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yep, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about that, Pastrnak? It's a day game. You get to go out that night.
Thanks.
That's right.
What are you going to eat?
Pasta bolognese.
Okay, good.
I hope you don't fall this time.
Thanks.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Don't get hurt because...
Thanks.
Okay. You're still learning English, so
thanks.
I'll give you a break there.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Pasta bolognese.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Rich. What is coming up?
Oh, well, looks like we got some more Tom Brady having fun on the internet.
Oh, yeah. He is loving this. He is absolutely loving this. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you're at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. You're listening to 650 this morning for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Deftones this August at Aganis Arena. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through all Ticketmaster outlets. If you heard the audio of Rich with Deion Sanders at the Super Bowl, but someone had taped it and Rich had retweeted it at Toucher and Rich on Twitter. And the audio did not do it justice. The video of Rich repeating Deion Sanders songs back to him had me dying laughing. And if you can decipher what Deion Sanders is saying, then you, my friend, are a linguistic genius.
I don't know what, I didn't know someone was filming it. And so when I got it yesterday, I was watching it, and boy, it really does drive home how humorless that guy is.
Oh, I mean, he's, and then he's an idiot.
I mean, just, and the thing is, it's like, he was, at one point, I was reciting something, was like, scooping up the ladies with the big butts, and he's like, man, that's disrespectful. And I kind of went, he goes, your words, man, they're not mine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I watched that video last night. Well, he's doing a Morris Day, is what he's doing.
Well, one of the, did you see the news yesterday? So Antonio Brown tweeted out
that
he's doing a remix in it, and Deion Sanders is going to be rapping on it. So he obviously doesn't think it's like too out of his realm. He's not too big for that now.
He better still rap. I hope he can sing it like this. Not even gonna open my mouth when I
Well, yesterday, Julian Edelman, several days removed from posting a picture on Instagram of his face photoshopped on John Cusack, holding a boombox over his head from Say Anything, presumably calling out to Tom Brady. He yesterday posted a hunky photo of himself on the field that was captioned, focus on what's next, period.
Oh,
always, period. Hashtag relentless. Oh. And guess who responded?
Oh, Jesus.
TB12 himself. Underneath that, he put, quote, get back to the East Coast so he can throw number 100 with red lines emoji. Oh, no! Yesterday, you thought I was going to L.A. because of the photos I posted from the Beverly Hills Hotel. But today, I threw you a curveball. I heard New England still likes to party. Talk about me!
I know. He's just, he's doing the Izzo. He's doing the... Just love me. I'm going to take you here and there. Just, distasteful.
Which way am I going? Keep me in the press.
I know.
I'm toying with your emotions.
And little I know that, well, I guess everyone's going to care.
For sure.
But, yeah, it's enough already with him. And it's going to keep going.
It's still over a month to go.
I find it funny. Like, every time he talks, it makes me laugh. Because you know that when he presses it, he just sits back and crosses his hands and goes, here it comes.
Here comes
the light.
Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Really love me?
Well, one person who has an opinion, just like everyone else on Tom Brady, is, of course, O.J. Simpson.
I remember my longest run that was called back. It was 40 or 50 yards, and
It was against the Chargers. What I remember most about that game was Johnny Unitas was a quarterback for the Chargers. Yeah. Greatest quarterback of his time. Ended his career with the Chargers. Then I started thinking about the greatest quarterback now of his time, Tom Brady. Wouldn't the Chargers be a nice spot for him? Good offensive line, because we know Rivers couldn't scramble. Great wide receiver in Allen. Potential Pro Bowl tight end. And Hunter Henry, and two great receiving running backs. You see all these great players end up in L.A. LeBron James, now Mookie Betts. It'd be a hat trick if Brady ended up there in that new stadium, even though I think he's going to stay with the Patriots. I really don't see him leaving. Be one of those rare guys who spent his whole career on one team. But then I got to thinking, Teddy Bridgewater, Chargers. Teddy Bridgewater, Chargers.
And then I went looking for the real killer. Everything he videotapes is like on a golf course. That dude plays more golf than any human being that I know.
I think it's the only place where he's still accepted. People, you know, he gets to the club and people forget that he's a murderer. And that he's gone to jail for something that was much less than that.
Yeah, kidnapping.
Yeah.
I think when they forced the people to stay in that room, I think it was called, it was kidnapping.
It was in a Vegas hotel room, memorabilia.
Yeah. Right.
Held them hostage,
well,
yes.
Well, as far as the Patriots, they are trying to minimize the chaos that could happen this offseason, but steadying the ship a bit as they give Nick Caserio what is being called a multi-year extension. I guess that things weren't going to work out in Houston the way I believe he wanted it to. In other NFL news, Michael Lombardi yesterday tweeted, Bengals going to trade Andy Dalton? Where have I heard that before? GM shuffle? Maybe. And to that, our own Scott Zolak replied on Twitter, and I quote, no, 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 dong screw me with that red fraud.
Dong screw me with that red fraud. Yes.
Which is a little harsh.
That's right. I mean,
it's one thing not liking the guy.
But I mean,
to say that.
I mean, come on. Leave his genitals out of this.
I would think so.
There's no need for that.
On top of that, Adam Schefter said, hey, as far as all his quarterbacks going around, he put free agent quarterback Jameis Winston underwent LASIK surgery. Jameis did not want to count on any options that could help him with the game that he loves so much. He doesn't want to miss out on any opportunity that presents itself. So how fantastic is that? Maybe that's the reason that he threw 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns the same season, is that maybe his eyes were completely missed.
Well, you can fix his eyes, but the decision-making, I don't think you can fix that with LASIK.
Well, John has the big news, is that there's a reporter in Detroit named Bernie Smilovitz. He's the Dan Roach of Detroit.
Okay.
Bernie, well, he was big enough where he, you know, went to New York for a while, and then he came back. He was making like $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said what, John?
He has said that in the last couple of weeks, it is his understanding that the Detroit Lions are talking about trading starting quarterback Matthew Stafford, who, it's been pointed out to me, has exactly 69 wins in 11 years
Yow!
As the quarterback.
Come on!
It is on my feet.
Okay, you know what? That all of a sudden made things a little more interesting if Brady leaves.
Oh, yeah. Stafford getting traded.
Yeah.
Now really screws everything up.
I mean,
the Lions have the third pick in the draft. So it is entirely possible that they could take Tua Tagovailoa.
How pissed are you if you're Miami right now?
Very. You're very pissed because you've been banking on the fact that Tua would be there at five. You didn't think at five you would have any chance at the beginning of the season. When they started winning games, you thought, oh, they got no shot at him. Then you look at it, you know, last month you thought he was a lock to come to you at five. And now if Detroit suddenly needs a quarterback at three, you're screwed.
All right, Stafford's got 2 years left on his deal.
How many games did he miss last year, Fred?
He missed the last half of the season.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, Detroit didn't win a game after he left.
And it was his back?
It was his back.
Because they started off pretty well.
Because it's his back, but he'll be ready for football activities as soon as the mini camp starts.
The back stuff scares me. That's,
but he's like an Iron Man.
I know, but that also worries me. I mean, think of all the hits that he's made. I know he continues to play, but the minute you say back, that's when it almost seems to be worse than most anything else he can throw out
there. It's not chronic, but regardless, if they trade him, I wonder what they would get in return.
Won't be a one.
No. It would probably be...
Considering the specific injury and the fact that... you know, he hasn't been exactly spectacular.
Is he? He's a $30 million player, right?
He,
because I know he got a huge contract, but all of a sudden it got way bigger.
5-year extension worth $135 million.
Oh yeah, well that sounds like
he got a $50 million signing bonus and $92 million in guaranteed money.
Okay,
so but he's only got 3 years left on that, and I don't know how that works with the cap. And
oh, it's 3 years. It's not two.
Yeah, because the 20 season 21-22. It's what if they trade him? It's $32 million in dead cap money.
I'm checking that out right now. $19 million in dead cap money. If they trade him,
I'm not sure you don't get a first round pick for him.
I'm sorry. It's $32 million. Thank you, Dan. That's $19 million if they trade him next year.
But that's a lot of money that another team's going to be responsible for a guy who has back problems. You're not going to get a one.
But it's not a. He doesn't have back problems. He just got that one injury. It's not like a Gronkowski situation. Plus, he wears gaiters on his feet, which are very good for your back.
It would be better for the Lions if they traded him a year from now.
Yeah, well, I think Patricia just wants to get assets and try to win next season. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. I also wouldn't mind Stafford playing for another team to see if he actually could win. But then again, they'll probably fix the next game he gets in the playoffs. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Deftones this August at the Gannis Arena. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through all Ticketmaster outlets.
Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Okay, so did you guys watch? I mean, you guys all watched the game last night. Did you watch the intermissions?
No.
Okay.
So during the intermission yesterday, and I think it was between the first and second, they did an update on Jay Bomeister. As we know, he's the player for the St. Louis Blues who collapsed on the bench during their game the other night. And, of course, you saw the video of all the different players coming over and signaling for help. They had one of the reporters yesterday who was on the scene. His name's Brian Hayward. He was covering that game. And he yesterday during the intermission gave a play-by-play of how everything went down, and it's terrifying.
I was in the same position, Ducks bench to my right, Blues bench to my left. Bomeister had been out on the ice for what was a pretty commonplace shift. There was no significant contact with him. As soon as he got back to the bench, he reached for a water bottle, and that's when he collapsed. So he was at the far end of the Blues bench immediately when he collapsed. Their players all stood up, started screaming for the trainers and the medics. And what was impressive to me was the precision and the coordination of the respective medical staff. So Ray Barillo is the trainer of the Blues. He has been for 25 years. He signals Joe Huff, the trainer, the head trainer for the Anaheim Ducks. Joe stepped out on the ice. He turned around, He raised his arms over his head. He signaled to an ER doctor who is stationed eight rows behind the Anaheim bench. They then took a pane of glass out of the back of the Ducks bench, allowed the ER doctor easy access to the ice. Ryan Getzlaf escorted him down to Jay Bouwmeester, where he was prone on the ground. At the same time, the paramedics came through the Zamboni entrance, were running across the ice. The Ducks team doctor, and the locker rooms are stationed behind both benches, circled around behind, went through the aisleway, and so he was getting to Bouwmeester from a completely different angle. All of this happened in about 20 seconds. It was incredible the way that they responded to this incident, and thankfully it's great news to hear that Jay seems to be doing much better.
So think about in that moment, they had to take a pane of glass off to get one of the doctors who is eight rows behind the bench into the box.
And Getzlaf has to go get him.
Yep.
Which is, but the idea they could do that in that, I mean, that's crazy.
Well, the response time is phenomenal.
Really. It's crazy. And that's, because I don't think there's a video of that. I mean, at least that I've seen. But yesterday, the GM of the Blues, Doug Armstrong, you know, he was delivered good news because Bouwmeester seems to be like that he's going to be okay. But listen to this. Listen to how scary it was at the moment.
First, Jay Bouwmeester is doing very well at the UCI Irvine Medical Center in Anaheim. Jay is currently undergoing a battery of tests to determine the how and why of what happened last night, but things are looking very positive. Jay became unresponsive, and the medical personnel used a defibrillator to revive him. Jay regained consciousness immediately and was transported directly to the UCI Irving Medical Center. With that being said, we're asking the media to respect the players and not reach out to any one of our players or our staff directly.
They had to use a defibrillator to get him back to respond. I mean, that's when I've never seen anyone use those in real life. And you see them all the time. Like, you know, if you ever go I know there's at the TD Garden, you see sometimes on the wall, there's like defibrillators just in certain areas.
They might have them even here.
Yeah, they might. I've never seen one used before. Would you know how to use it if you had to in an emergency?
Hell no.
I mean.
Well, okay, since he's okay, I can give. I've told you guys this off air several times. It's one of the most annoying scenes in the world is during Rocky III when the trainer dies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, get out of the way. There's a guy lying on the ground and all these reporters are jumping all over him.
They're at Madison Square Garden. For a heavyweight title fight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No doctors anywhere.
They're in the locker room, and Rocky's going, get a doctor! And do you know how many doctors would be there?
Especially in a boxing match.
It's at Madison Square Garden. It's not a backyard wrestling event.
Well, then it would have robbed us of Mickey.
I mean, what an unrealistic way. At least have a doctor get in there and pronounce him dead. I mean, they couldn't get a doctor. And I guess the message is the press was out of control. But are you kidding me?
Well, once you get to the locker room, especially when you're a fighter, you think that the second you get out of there, there's guys all over you trying to fix your
Or there's guys in the locker room. I mean, do you know the medical staff that has to be prepared for something to happen in Madison Square Garden?
Right, it's like the biggest fight of the year, and then all of a sudden, it's like the club shut down once you go into this cavern. Yeah, no one's in the locker
room. It's like you're on an airplane. Is there a doctor? No, you're in Madison Square Garden that's sold out at a fight. Jesus. Revive the guy. Give me a doctor. Should be the 85 people. All right. Listen, well, thank God he's doing well. I'm not just saying that. It's very scary.
Yeah, it is scary. All right. So after John Wallach's headlines, so yesterday we had Dan Roach, and we'll have on him in a little bit as well. And he did something for us yesterday. On top of that, Mookie and David Price had their little press conference,
they
which was
so happy.
Oh, they just did. Wasn't awkward at all. No, wasn't strange.
All right. Well, the Bankroll Boys are here.
Oh, I thought there was something. Well, then we'll do them. Obviously, we'll do them first.
Yes. Yeah, so the Bankroll Boys are here.
Dan, you say, when do we do them at 7:20? Never.
Yeah.
I just completely got the times wrong.
That doesn't matter. The Bankroll Boys are here. Dan Lifshitz. And our man, Joe Murray, and they will be here. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.